chairs.
Yes, Kia. She's graduating next year. Woo! In your face. In your face.
After working a 6 to 9, writing exams, coming in the morning, leaving early, writing exams. I'm graduating. Whoa. Yay! Woo-hoo!
Yes. That's motivation right there.
Yes.
If you're not motivated this morning,
I don't know.
Maybe this right here might motivate you. Who knows? Have a listen.
My dog is called 666 Illuminati. Yeah, you see? Yeah, I'm hearing a bit.
Yeah.
I wanna live. You see, we want those ones here. We want those ones.
Okay.
Spot took my cool drink. I told him Sparletta.
Yeah. You see those ones? What those ones? Those ones are gonna put you in the game, kid. Trust me. Believe me. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
No.
Spot took my cold drink.
I said Spalletta.
I throw Rama in the air.
Wow.
I call it Ramaphosa.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Taking another look at your headlines at 7:30, Eskom announces stage two loading for today, and SAA appoints Les Matteson to lead a business rescue process. Details at 8.
Let's have a look at... Hey, technology is not working with me this morning, but let's have a look at your traffic. Hopefully everything is working out for you this time around. We start off in Melrose. Before I tell you about Melrose, what's happening in Melrose, please make sure that your headlights are on. There's wet weather in parts of Joburg and there's fog. Please make sure you drive carefully. In Melrose, and on the M1 northbound, there's queuing traffic between Boysens and Melrose. In Limbro Park, on the N3 northbound, there's queuing traffic between Bedford View and Marlborough Drive exit, just because people are lamzaning there. In Hellingham, on William Nicol Drive southbound, there's a stationary vehicle near Marty Avenue. There's queuing traffic there. In Randburg, on Malibonga Drive eastbound, there's heavy traffic towards Oxford Road. And if you're heading to Sandton on West Street, there's traffic lights there that are not working at Fredman Drive. If you have any, also just in right now, in Sandton again, there's power outage already. So Eskom stage 4 is already taking effect as it is. Is it, what stage is
stage
it? Stage
2.
I said stage 4.
Wow, that
damn.
Is, wow.
No, we want stage 2 or stage 1, please. So there's power outage and traffic lights are not working at multiple junctions in the sundown area. So expect heavy, and I mean very heavy, delays there on those intersections there. If you have any other further updates to tell us about, you can send a WhatsApp on 0817255228.
And now to take a look at your sporting full news bulletin. Proteas assistant coach Dumisani Chauke says South Africa is ready for the 2023 Netball World Cup. Only a few more things need to be ticked off. Chauke said the girls understood the weight of wearing their green and gold uniforms. The 33-year-old took over the team in October following the appointment of Dorette Badenhorst.